This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
So much to learn when you're young. So much to remember when you're old.
A couple of weeks back, we were talking about getting old, what we can learn from aging, how it changes our perspective on the world. And I called up my first boss and first professional father, Gene Shalit, to ask if getting older really does mean getting wiser.
No, I never was. I never really was really smart. I'm not.
You don't think?
A water bug that flits across the water and barely gets his feet wet. I know a little bit about a tremendous amount, but I don't know a great deal about really anything.
Gene did, however, have some words of wisdom for me.
Keep working every day, whatever you love to do. If you're a gardener, if you're a writer, whatever you want to do, do something besides your daily bread to keep you alive and happy and enthusiastic.
And then we asked you listeners to tell us about the best piece of wisdom that you'd ever gotten from an older person.
My name is Diana Simmons, and I'm from New Fairfield, Connecticut. My grandmother told me to be an angel in my daily life and a devil in the bedroom. And I think I was just barely like 18 or 19, and she gave me black lace underwear for my birthday.
Hello?
Hi, is this Les Masters?
It is.
You got a piece of advice from an older person some years ago, yeah?
I did, yes. Years ago, I got interested in European sports cars, having spent some time in Europe, and met this gentleman who imported them and sold them. He was, I guess at the time, probably in his late 60s.
And what piece of advice did he give you? Something about carburetors or
Well, it wasn't so much about carburetors as it was about getting attached to things that really you shouldn't. I really loved the cars, and every time I would get one, I would think, well, I'll drive this one for the rest of my life. And he says, Les, he says, let me give you a piece of advice. He says, don't ever love anything that can't love you back. And that advice stayed with me, and it was absolutely true, and it held true not only for cars, but almost every other thing that can't love you back.
Nicely put. At this economic moment, that's probably especially good advice. I really appreciate it. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Hello.
Hi, is this Laura Lee Cooley?
This is Laura Lee Cooley.
Hi, it's Kurt Anderson from Studio 360. So what is your piece of wisdom?
The height of art is to conceal all art. The lady that I got these tidbits of wisdom from was my piano teacher when I was high school age. And, of course, being an adolescent, I was clueless.
Right.
So she
yes.
had to define this. And she said, a good artist is so good at both the craft and the art that it looks easy. We should pass this on to the NEA, I think, or else to the Congress.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate talking to you.
Hello, Kurt.
Hi, is that William Hayes?
Yes.
I'd love to hear the piece of wisdom that you received from an elder.
As I recall, it was a situation where I was remarking about how I wasn't having any luck at this aspect or that aspect of my professional life as an artist, and the response was, sometimes you need to put down roots so that luck knows where to find you.
Put down roots so luck knows where to find you. That sounds, that's almost like a classic old-timer piece of wisdom. And so how did you change your life as a result?
Well, it was some years later, but I ended up moving from Alaska to Vermont. And it is in Vermont that I did put down roots and have been here now for 22 years.
And has luck found you?
It has. As the life of an artist is a little sporadic in terms of the professional aspects of it, but generally speaking, I'm doing well. Thank you.
That's great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And I want to thank all the listeners who wrote in with words of wisdom. We'll keep collecting them at studio360.org.